has joined. Has joined. Has joined.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We will begin with the Chamber of Food.
Good morning. Welcome. Today we are studying the fourth Aliyah from Parashat Emor. It begins with Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1, and completes at verse 22. This is 22 verses. The number 22 connects to the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. But a deeper level of that information is that the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet spells all the words that describe all of the creative items, all of creation. So the 22 verses is actually connecting to all of the vessels, all of the creation's essence. Verse 1. Vaydaber Adonai Yehovahe Adanu Yehovahe Dawanu Heyo El Moshe Lemor Daber El Bene Israel We Amarta Lehem Moade Adonai Yehovahe Adanu Yo Yehovahe Dawanu Heyo
Has joined. Has joined.
Sheshet yamim tayase milacha uvayom. Hashvi shabbat shabbaton mikra kodesh kol milacha. Lo ta'asu shabbat ki ladonai yohewahe adanu yo yohahe dawanu heyo v'kol moshvotechem eile moade adonai yohewahe adanu yo yohahe dawanu heyo Mikra Kodesh Asher Tikra'u Otam B'mo Adam Bachodesh Harishon B'arba'a Asar Lachodesh Bein Ha'arba'im Pesach La'adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yo aheda wanu heyo uva hamisha asar yom lachodesh haze hag hamatzot ladonai yo hewahe adanu yo yo aheda wanu heyo Shivat yamim matzot tokelu bayom harishon mikra kodesh yihi elachem kom lechem avoda lo ta'asu v'hikravtem ish el Adonai yohewahe adanu yo Yo aheda wanu heyo. Shivat yamim bayom hashvi. Mikra kodesh. Kom lechet. Ova avoda lo ta'asu. Vaydaber Adonai yo hewahe. Adanu yo. Yo aheda wanu heyo. El Moshe Lemor Daber El Bene Israel We Amarta Alehem Ki Tavo El Haaret Asher Ani Noten Lachem Uptartem Et Kitzira V'Havetem Et Omer Reshit Ketzirchem El HaKohen V'Heneif Et HaOmer Livne Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohahe Dawanu Heyo Lirtzonchem Mimacharat HaShabbat Yinifenu HaKohen Hashem b'yom hanifchem et ha'omer keves tamim ben shenato le'ola ladonai yohei wahei adanu yo yo aheda wanu heyo umin chato shene ezronim stolet belula b'shemen ishel adonai yo hewahe adanu yo yo aheda wanu heyo reach nicho ach v'nisko. You'll notice that this word, winisko, is written with a final vav, or it's said with a final vav, meaning his, but it, in the written form, it has the he. So you're connecting to the unity of the vav with the he. Yain revit ha'achin v'lechem v'tnet v'kali v'karmel lo tochlu ad etzem hayom hazeh ad haviyachem et karban Eloheichem ukat olam lidorotechem v'kol mishvotechem uspartem lachem mi macharat ha-shabbat mi yom haviyachem et omer ha-tenufa sheva shabbatot temimot tihiena ad mi macharat ha-shabbat ha-shvit sifiru Amishim yom v'ikravtem mincha chadasha l'Adonai yohewahe adanu yo yo ahidawanu heyo mimoshvotechem taviyu lechem tenufa shetayim shene ezronim Solena Samits Te Afena Kurim La Donayo He Wahe Adanu Yo Yo Ahe Dawanu Heyo Behikravem Al Halechem Shiva Kevasim Temimim Beneshana Ufar ben bakar echad ve'elim shedayim yihiyu ola la'adonai yohewahe adanu yo yohahe dawanu heyo umin chatam uniskechem ishereach nichoach Ladonai, Yohewahe, Adanu, Yo, Yohahe, Dawanu, Heyo, Wasitem, Seir, Izim, Echad, Lachata, At, Ushne, Kivasim, Bedeshana, Lezevach, Shelamim, Wehenif, Akohen Otam Alechem Abikurim Tenufa Lifne Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohahe Dawanu Heyo Al Shene Kivasim Kodesh Yihiyu Ladonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohahe Dawanu Heyo Lakohen Ukratem Be'etzem Ayom Hazeh Mikra Kodesh Masechet Avoda lo ta'asu Chukat olam bekol moshvotechem ledorotechem Uvkutz rechem Et kitzir artzechem Lo tachyatechale peyat Tzadcha bekutz harecha Beleket kitzircha Lo telaket Leani velagerta zo O tamani Adonayo hewahe Adanu yo yo ahe dawanu he yo Elohechem. That's the completion of the 22 verses of the fourth Aliyah. The English translation. And Hashem spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, Hashem's appointed holy days that you shall designate as holy occasions. These are my appointed holy days. The fourth Aliyah is actually the central column of the seven Aliyot. The fourth day is that central column, and what we are reading is about the energy of the holidays. Every month has a holiday. Some months have many, such as Tishrei. But what we spoke about, the 22 verses, is connecting to this concept of the central column and connecting to all of the energy of creation. It's connecting to the holidays, which generate all of the majority of the energy of the creation. Six days work may be performed, but on the seventh day it is a complete rest day, a holy occasion. You shall not perform any work. It is a Sabbath to Hashem in all your dwelling places. This is the most important holiday, is Shabbat. Verse 4. These are the Lord's appointed holy days, holy occasions, which you shall designate in their appointed time. This is because it takes the children of Israel announcing the new moon. When the Sanhedrin existed and they did the announcing, or today it's done in the synagogue on the Shabbat before the new moon. But that it requires the children of Israel to announce the new moon so that these days are designated correctly. Verse 5, in the first month, on the 14th of the month, in the afternoon, you shall sacrifice the Pesach offering to Hashem.
Has joined.
This is the energy of the reception, the left column. And on the 15th day of that month is the festival of unleavened cakes to Hashem. You shall eat unleavened cakes or matzah for a seven-day period. On the first day, there shall be a holy occasion for you. You shall not perform any work of labor. And you shall bring a fire offering to Hashem for a seven-day period. On the seventh day, there shall be a holy occasion. You shall not perform any work of labor. We're taught, so far we've been taught about Shabbat, and we've been taught about Pesach, the energy of the left column, Hashem spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when you come to the land which I am giving you and you reap its harvest, you shall bring to the Kohen an omer of the beginning of your reaping." This is referring to Shavuot, the central column. "And he shall wave the omer before Hashem so that it will be acceptable for you. The Kohen shall wave it on the day after the rest day." Shavuot cannot appear on Shabbat. "And on the day of your waving the omer, you shall offer up an unblemished lamb in its first year as a burnt offering to Hashem. Its meal offering shall be 2/10 of an ephah of fine flour, mixed with oil, a fire offering to Hashem as a spirit of satisfaction, and its libation shall be 1/4 of a hin of wine." Normally, when a lamb is offered as a sacrifice, it's 1/10 of an ephah for each lamb. Here it's 2/10. "You shall not eat bread or parched grain or fresh grain until this very day, until you bring your Hashem sacrifice. This is an eternal statute throughout your generations in all your dwelling places." Even though the rabbis say it's okay to eat fresh or parched grain after Pesach, we're talking about grain from the new season. That should not be eaten until after Shavuot. "And you shall count for yourselves from the morrow of the rest day, from the day you bring the omer, as a wave offering, 7 weeks. They shall be complete." This is the counting of the omer, the 7 weeks. This is the argument between the rabbinic Jews following the Talmud and the Karaites, who take the Torah, the written Torah, more literally. But their argument is, when does Shavuot come? The Karaites say it comes the Sunday after the first day of Pesach. The children of Israel say it starts on the second day of the 7 days of Pesach. That argument has been going on since the beginning of the Torah. Each person must determine that for themselves, in my opinion. The majority of the Jewish world follows the rabbinic approach, which is coming from the Talmud, which is it starts on the second day. But if you read the verses in these, verse 15 and then earlier when it was talking about Pesach, where it says it needs to be on the after the day of rest, you can understand the confusion. Verse 16, "You shall count until the day after the 7th week, the 50th day. You shall bring a new meal offering to Hashem." Verse 17, "From your dwelling places you shall bring bread set aside, 2 loaves made from 2/10 of an ephah. They shall be of fine flour, and they shall be baked leaven, the first offering to Hashem. And associated with the bread, you shall bring 7 unblemished lambs in their first year. 1 young bull,
and two rams. These shall be a burnt offering to Hashem, along with their meal offering and libation, a fire offering with the spirit of satisfaction to Hashem. And you shall offer up one he-goat as a sin offering, and two lambs in their first year as a peace offering. And the Kohen shall wave them in conjunction with the first offering, read as a waving before Hashem, along with the two lambs. They shall be holy to Hashem and belong to the Kohen. And you shall designate on this very day a holy occasion. It shall be for you. You shall not perform any work of labor, an eternal statute in all your dwelling places throughout your generations. When you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not completely remove the corner of your field during your harvesting, and you shall not gather up the gleanings of your harvest. You shall leave these for the poor person and for the stranger. I am Hashem, your God. So in these 22 verses that represent an aspect of balance, because it's the fourth aliyah of the work of this week of Emor, we are taught about Shabbat, we are taught about Pesach, and we were taught about Shavuot. These three, Shabbat would be the right column, Pesach the left column, and Shavuot the central column. Normally you hear it's expressed in the three being Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot. And I think you'll find, and I don't know, haven't read it exactly, the fifth aliyah will continue with the holiday of Shavuot. If you have a question, please ask it quickly. Thank you for the muting your phone. We are out of time today. Does anybody have any questions?
And Okay, you said that when a lamb was offered, it was a one-tenth of an ephod, but here it was a two-tenth of an ephod, and why was it increased?
To emphasize the holiness.
Okay.
Whenever you put the number two, you're talking about the duality, male and female, mundane and holy. It's an emphasis is the purpose of the increase, to tell you that this is this lamb that you're being offered, and I believe it was for Shabbat, is very significant.
Okay, thank you.
So the classes for today at 11 o'clock, we have a class on Musar. At 4 o'clock, we have Counting of the Omer and the Deep Zohar. We're starting a new section, number 30, in Parashat Vayera. And questions and answers is our late class tonight. Hope you'll join one or all. Any other questions? Shalom Gadol to everyone. Have a beautiful day. Shalom.
Shalom, Gadol.
Shalom, thank you.
Thank you.